Good evening, good evening, good evening. Who's your higher power? That's a good one to think about. It may just be programmed in your head that my higher power is God. My higher power is my Father in heaven. Or my higher power is the mountains. You know, my higher power might not look like your higher power, and that's okay. We all don't need to have the same higher power. I recall somebody sharing the story that there was a time when they did not know who their higher power was. And so they would put a nail on the wall, and every day they would pray to this nail. And they started to see a difference in their life. And over time, it evolved into something else. I don't know how that story ended up. However, I do know that, you know, by having a higher power, whatever it may be or look like, is something good to have because it gives you hope and it gives you faith and it gives you something to cling on to. So what is your higher power, or who is your higher power, and what does your higher power mean to you? So for me, my higher power is my Father in heaven, and I know that I have a gift to bridge people to their higher power, and I truly believe that gift is given to me because I'm 100% open to anything being your higher power, including a nail, and I have zero judgment on it. So I'm pretty lucky that I have that gift to bridge people to their higher power. Just because if you came to me and said, right now, my higher power is my coffee, some people might be ready to school you and whip out their Bibles and prove you wrong or tell you why that's not true and la la la. And me, I'm just like, for reals. I'm just like, that's awesome. Like, zero judgment, none. And I think if we all were more like that, we would be more open and honest with people, and we would feel comfortable just saying, more stating our truths of who we are and not putting on that fake, you know, that fake belief system, that paradigm that no longer serves anybody. So I invite you to think about truly, even if you 100% know who your higher power is or what it looks like or what it feels like or who it is, whatever that may look like to you, I invite you just to go in a little area in your mind and just be with that. Be with that higher power and those feelings you have and just see how it feels. And if it feels really, really, really good, then just know that somebody that has a different higher power than you, it probably feels just as good to them as yours feels to you. And it's okay. It's okay that we may not all have the same higher power in our belief systems. And someone really close to me, their higher power is water, like the lake, the ocean, the beauty of nature. And they genuinely have a great love for that, you could tell. And so I just invite you to sit in that space and give thanks. Give thanks to your higher power and give thanks to everyone who supports you in what you believe in and what you do. And I'm going to practice what I preach, and I'm going to sit in that moment and feel how it feels. And I'm going to tap into, I love this. I love tapping into. Like, I always try and get into my past lives. And so when I doze off at night, I'm always like, come on, take me there. I want to go there. And I have this process I do to get myself there. It doesn't always work because sometimes it's just not the time I get to go back or experience different things. So I just invite you to sit with those feelings. And I hope that it's love and that it's pure unconditional love. And if you're feeling anything less than loved, just imagine a big, huge blue light over you. And it's so big and so beautiful. And just bring it inside of you. And just know that you are loved. And if you don't like the color blue, maybe go with the color pink. Or you could always go with the color light. Or light. White. A big white light. And then just bring it into your body. And see how that feels. All right. Enjoy your feelings. Bye.